They sang for us. How do you think it would feel to sit in the choir seats at the conference center and sing in general conference? Last October, about 300 children from Kaysville and Fruit Heights, Utah, got to find out. Here's how some of them felt about their experience. When I was asked to sing in general conference, I was worried because I play football, and I was afraid I couldn't do both because of scheduling conflicts. So I went home and prayed to Heavenly Father that it would work out. Then I called the primary president to say I would do it. The next week, my football coach handed out our game schedule, and I was so happy none of my games would conflict with my singing practices. I know that Heavenly Father hears and answers our prayers, and that saying yes to singing was the right thing to choose. Braden G., age 10. Whenever we sang, "We thank Thee, O God, for a prophet," everyone sang louder and much stronger. I could always, no matter what, feel the Spirit even stronger when we sang that song. Aspen Janaea S., age 11. When I heard more than 300 kids singing, I was like, wow! My testimony was strengthened when our conductor said to pray and Heavenly Father would help us memorize our songs. Brady E., age 11. When we went into the conference center for dress rehearsal, it was so beautiful it took my breath away. I couldn't believe I was going to sing in that great room. Then, as I thought that I would be in the same room as President Monson, I was overwhelmed with gratefulness. Timothy C., age 11. My greatest experience in singing in conference is that my grandma and uncle, who live in Spain and are not members of the church, went to the Stake Center in Madrid to listen to general conference for the very first time in their lives. Nicole M., age 11. When we went to the conference center and found our seats, I was very nervous. I was seated on the back row, right in front of the tallest, widest, loudest, hugest organ pipes. Everyone around me kept saying things like, "Oh no, it's going to blow out our eardrums." I have very sensitive ears, and I was really scared. I felt like I was going to cry, so I pleaded with Heavenly Father that I wouldn't be afraid. Before we started singing, a woman said a prayer. She asked that if anyone was nervous, they would be comforted. Then the organ played. Now I felt like crying happy tears. The organ was not too loud at all. I thanked Heavenly Father and sang my testimony. Emma C., age 11. When I was singing in general conference, I thought of my great-grandmother. She was in the Tabernacle Choir, but in 1955 she died in a plane crash on the way back from a choir tour. Every time I sang, I felt like she was singing with me. Emery T., age 9. When we began singing, "I am a child of God," the Spirit touched my heart. My eyes began to fill up with tears of joy and realization. I held them back and kept singing. Ambriel C., age 11. End of article. They sang for us.